This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It is without doubt that the single class that I get asked most about, and when are you bringing it back again, and when can you teach it here, and when will it go to that city, and is it going online, is Protect This House.
Al Maghrib Institute presents Q&A with Sheikh Abu Isa Ni'matullah.
We have relationships that affect us deeply every single day, and these relationships are random ones with friends and colleagues and work folks and, you know, students and maids and neighbors, and then distant family. And then, of course, the really important ones, the nuclear family, the relationship with the wife is, you know, and with your husband, your parents, your in-laws, and then, of course, your children. All of these have different levels of importance attached to them. All of them have different consequences if you mess them up or if you get it right. Our parents literally are our Jannah. Our children are literally our keys to Jannah. You put the effort into helping your children memorize the Quran, they become Huffaz, they become intercessors for you. They will plead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow their parents to enter. And that is something very important. If you are sinners like we are, we become dependent upon then our progeny. So you'll see that these relationships, they require a special concern, but also a correct concern. And so we're looking for guidance from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from the Quran and the scholars and their wisdom on how to actually perfect our behavior, and how, which is also so important, to react in difficult circumstances, because it's not easy. And if you see the focus of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to treating our parents and how to interact with them, it's very interesting how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala focuses on the fact when they get old. Why? Because when they get old is when they become difficult, when they become impatient, when they become not so tolerant of your behavior and your views, and they become more insistent on their own. And these are the challenges that make life very difficult for a person. You will see that when it comes to children, it's not when they're very young that is the problem. Everyone loves kids when they're young, but they become the nightmare that we know when they become teenagers, and the stress that they bring and all of their issues. And we need to know what's worth it, what's worth leaving, what are the actual challenges, how to interact with them in the right way per the guidance, as I mentioned. Imam al-Bukhari, alayhi rahmatullah, he did us a great favor. He is, of course, Amir al-Mu'mineen fil hadith. He is the champion, the king of the scholars, the Sultan al-Ulama. And he wrote of course, everyone knows about Sahih al-Bukhari, but he also wrote a book called Al-Adab al-Mufrad, which was a small separate book that he dedicated just to adab, just the way that we should conduct ourselves with every single possible interaction and relationship that we have with everything. The environment, how we walk, how we drink, how we sneeze, how we say hello to people, how we have friends, and what we should do with our parents, and what we shouldn't do with our in-laws, and. And the first 100 hadith, subhanAllah, of this amazing collection, he focused on the immediate and very important members of our family, the most important relationships. So he started with the parents, and then he went on to the wider family that includes brothers, sisters, uncles, and then grandparents and down and so on. And then he went into children. And that gives us a framework. And I prepared this class originally in terms of its primordial form about 12 years ago. And at that time, I'll tell you what was interesting. There wasn't so much material that there is like today on the issues of fiqh and aqidah and hadith studies and authenticity of hadith and who the companions are, the narrators are, and the history of the imams and. And so whenever we were teaching something about a subject, we'd always be really trying to ensure that we bring up the other aspects of knowledge as well, always introducing other areas and ulum. 12 years later now, when I'm relaunching this class, the situation is different. The field is different. Okay. There's hundreds and thousands of videos covering the lives of the companions and what they're left behind and tradition and hadith sciences and authenticity and fiqh and aqidah and this and that. Alhamdulillah, the da'wah has spread. We have at Al-Maghrib so many classes that are covering these areas specifically. Now the pressure is off of having to try and pack every single thing into just one class when it's meant to be about this and you're trying to teach everything else about Islam. Before, there was a big pressure because most of the stuff that you were teaching, they were not attractive to people. You know, tell them to come and study hadith sciences or aqidah, they're not interested. But if we're going to talk about your wife and the problems you have with her and how to solve it and why your husband's in such a waste of space and how we're going to deal with that, and that was attracting people in. You say the magic word parenting, everyone's ears pop up. And so now that the people had come, then I was like, all right, now that they're here, I've got to tell them how important it is to follow the sunnah, and they've got to understand the aqidah, they've got to be correct. And there was a pressure to ram everything in. And so you remember from the early classes and versions of Protect This House, it was a class that was ram jam chaos, so much information. So you might say, what's different? Experience is different. I've taught this now, I don't know, 30, 40 times all around the world. So much feedback came to me and made me reflect. And also, subhanAllah, practically seeing the class flow. And I realized that actually what is needed now is less so much formal focus on the separate other educational aspects of Islam, but allowing people to express themselves, to discuss and debate their problems and their issues, real life, real term problems. Yani, that you say that when you're teaching, use case-based study and so on. What I actually saw, even though my intention was one thing, that the class turned into case-based study. People out there saying, but now I don't like your opinion about what you think about that family member, and I don't accept what you say about Islamic schools, and that's unacceptable that you see teachers like this, and why is it that we need to do this? And that was brilliant for the class. We were able to open up and debate. And that's when I realized that this class, its X factor is the debate option, the debate opportunity for every single person to be able to honestly, openly, whether it's an open in the class or written down, allowing us to debate anonymously, the real issues, the real challenges about parents, the real problem that you're having, that your parents are not allowing you to get married to the person you want to, forcing you to get married to your cousin, like all packs of us are cursed for our lives to have to do. Our children, and the choices that we have to make, and the fact that now mobile phones have destroyed absolutely everything, and the fact that schools are propping up and everyone around you thinks you should go to an Islamic school, but and I know that they're rubbish because the educational quality is poor or whatever. The desire to make hifz, but your kid can't memorize not even juz amma, not even washam sibad duhaha. You're stuck, you don't know what's going on. What's the way that I can discipline my child? I really want to do a pack job like what happened to me. It never did me any harm. You know that phrase, right? I got B and left, right, and Sydney, so it will do good to these kids as well. What was good for the goose will be good for the gander. The truth is the law will be on your case immediately. And does it even work? So then how do we understand child discipline? And so all of these things are real issues that people have got real takes on, meaning that their real life experiences now show that the situations have changed, the realities, the punishments, the rewards that were available 12 years ago are now so different. A parent now never has to raise a hand against a child in our current time, let alone the legal reasons. Just generally from a cultural point of view, we are able to get other things done without having to resort to violence. And why is it that we resort to violence? Why is it that we are so poor in our parenting? Truth be told, because we like to take our inability and our deficiencies in an area and deal with it ourselves, and we like to blame other people. And that frustration can cause damage in this life, but that's okay, might make you miserable, but damage in the akhirah. You mess up dealing with your parents when they become difficult for you, when they become more demanding, when they become sometimes unbearable, but you mess up in giving them their rights and treating them like what Allah commanded you to do, even if you don't like it, you are going to go to hell. Uquq al-walidain, the disobedience of the parents, is the worst sin that you can possibly imagine, right up there, just after shirk and riba and killing, and it's up there, because this is the kufranu ni'am. It is denying the most obvious of blessings, your actual existence and your children. Well, the last thing I need to talk to you about is your children and the importance of getting their tarbiyah right. We give a whole day is just spent on parenting. And of course, the relationship with your spouse, because that's so essential for the stability of our Muslim communities. We're already a minority as it is. Within the minority, practicing people, it's so important that they're strong and upon a good foundation and a religious foundation. And and I've discussed this before when it comes to dominion and other places, that nothing pleases Iblis as much as breaking up and splitting between the believing man and believing woman. That is the success for them. Yani bid'ah and kufr and shirk, whatever, whatnot, are just by the by, meh, 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 he says in the hadith in Sahih Muslim. But when the shaitan comes and says, I split between them, I cause divorce, I cause this breakup between them, ni'mah, and Iblis says, you are the man, you are, what a superstar you are, you did a great job, because of the impact it has. Shaitan shakes the confidence of the community. This is a class that people have described, as I mentioned in another video, as absolutely essential, as the most important they made. And I'm very happy and very proud, of course, that I could be described in that way, this particular class I've put together. But you know why it is? It's because it's completely raw. We are bare open. We are there. We are talking. No topic is off limits. Many people remember the really heated discussions we have in class about issues of domestic abuse, sexual abuse, the issue of forgiveness, the issue of going to the law and who to bring in, social services, how do we deal with the Islamic school problems, how do we deal with so many things. I don't think that there's anything of any value with respect to the most difficult relationship issues that we have, the things that stress us out most in our lives on a day-to-day basis, that is missed from Protector's House. Because it's open. You just put your hand up and you debate and you argue. So you might say, what's then the difference from this, from the old class to new? Well, it's the same. It's still awesome. It's still yani relevant. It's still yani my favorite class to teach. It's still my most relevant class, I should say. I guess I'd probably say favorite to every class, but it's certainly the one that I really feel, and I really feel that people feel. So that's why I still think that it's hitting the mark. But it's better now that we've taken the slight focus on companions and tabi'in, bad tabi'in, and some of the history of hadith away. We're still basing it upon Imam al-Bukhari's text. You can't take yani the king away. You can't take away his structure because it's brilliant. There's a magic to it. There's a wisdom which is beautiful when it comes and flows. But that's just going to be the structure. Now it's going to be a much greater focus on the actual topic itself. And I've changed my opinions many times on some of the issues. That's maturity. My children, when I was teaching this first time, were exactly that. Kids going through the memorization process, nice and easy, very obedient. Now they're bigger than I am, taller than I am. We're 12 years on. That's given me new perspectives. I've studied now more. I've changed my view with respect to ideas, theories, educational science has developed as well. You read more, you change more. And you know, people change and become mature at the age of 40. Well, that happened ages ago. I've changed even since I changed after 40. So these are the ideas you bring. And as you remember from one of my main slogans from Protect This House, parenting is not something which has been prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a specific way. It's one of His greatest mercies. It's always evolving. There's always flexibility there. Ideas can come from everywhere. Good practice is something which is not so defined to one time, one person, one particular religion or one particular culture or one particular approach or one university or one research study. Everyone's got good practice that they can bring forward and share. I know people benefited so much from Protect This House. You need it again. If you did it before ages ago, that's because everyone says it. So I have to believe it. And if you've not taken it before, try it and tell me if it's not the one of the best experiences that you will have or the most beneficial, inshallah. We have to protect our lives. Our lives are based upon our family and our relationships. They preserve our deen for us. That means we protect our akhirah, and that is why we have to protect this house.